Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It's the weekend edition here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Trell along the way. Bailey Pack is producing as we will entertain you and try to wow you for the next 60 minutes here across the network and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network, iHeart, Tuned In, Simple Radio. Tune In Pro, too. That is kind of like their, kind of like their high-octane app. Very, very good. You can check it out. Get our affiliates out of Youngstown, Ohio, Salt Lake City Sports Radio. And Sports Overnight America. Already. I guess I got to go to break. I talk too much, huh? We will come right back here with more sports talk on the weekend edition. Oh, no. All right, I'm hearing music and I'm ready to go to break. He's saying no. I thought that was a quick 2.5 minutes there, Bailey. What's going on here? Anyways, the baseball playoffs, when do they start? They start this weekend. Now, look, your calendar says no, no, they're going to get through next Sunday and then the final. No. You look around Major League Baseball, starting Friday night right through the weekend and into next week. The playoffs are underway, and I'll go into that a little deeper. Plus, we'll do all the NFL stuff. You'll get a replay of this program on Saturday night. So we'll do a lot of NFL preview. We'll look at all the games, and we're looking at, you know, quarterbackless, rudderless teams right now. Purdy out, Burrow out, Daniels, McCarthy, Fields. Who knows? There might be a quarterback yet that may get hurt, taking out the trash when he gets home tonight. Could be out this week. It's been that type of goofy year. So we look forward to that. We'll do all the NFL preview, and we'll take a look at college football as well. You know, Brock Hines with Sports at 60 times 2 nailed it. That Illinois at Indiana game in Bloomington might be one of the better games of the weekend. I mean, if you think Miami, Florida at Florida and Gainesville is a big game, ESPN thinks it does, but, you know, maybe on reputation and overall body of work, but not this season. So we'll come back. We got a lot to get to. The baseball, we'll do some WNBA too. Vegas dodged a huge bullet, but Atlanta wasn't so lucky as the Caitlin Clarkless fever got it done. We're coming right back on Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today. Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, kind of the weekend edition. I know Dorfy on the weekends likes to call it that too on Sundays, which I enjoy his show. Andy Dorf, I enjoy that show on Sundays. Check it out. What time do I usually catch that at about 10 Central. That's a get out of church deal. Flip on Sports Byline and catch Andy Dorf. Does a nice job. I hope I got it. Yeah, Andy Dorf. He does a very nice job. All right, we'll do the NFL here in a moment, but I want to dip into the baseball. As I said, as we roll through this weekend, the playoffs don't start until, you know, a week from this, what do I want to say, a week from Monday. But let me tell you why I will not even have to hard sell you on the idea that the playoffs are underway right now. Just look at this weekend. I mean, you've got, you know, I mean, I'll start with Yankees Orioles. All right. Huge wild card division. So there's two little prongs there. So the Yankees still in the divisional hunt, obviously the wild card. They're in a good spot. It would take a lot for the Yankees to squander a playoff berth at this point. Red Sox and Rays in Tampa. Crochet and Rasmussen got it started on Friday. And you got, you know, the Red Sox coming off, dropping 2 out of 3 to the Athletics at Fenway earlier this week. Not a good look. The Jays go into Kansas City. Toronto goes into Kansas City to take on the Royals. That will be a tricky series. You have Guardians Twins in the Twin Cities. That's huge. Cleveland, of course, has been on fire of late. Can they keep it going? But here's the big one. Seattle, Houston. Wu against Brown on Friday night. Between them, 26 victories and only 14 defeats between those two starting pitchers to get that series underway. Seattle, Houston, that is a playoff series right now. Giants and Dodgers, a little bit. I mean, the Dodgers, look, they'd be 7 games behind Philadelphia, either 6 or 7 behind the Phillies right now if they played the same division. And I think almost an equal amount. So they're going to have really the worst divisional winning record. They're going to win the West, but it's going to be the divisional, the record rather, the one-loss record in the division for the Dodgers will be the worst of the divisions. So that's where we go. So you can't sit here. You know, I don't really care about the, you know, you got Kershaw on Friday night making his last start against the Giants, his last start that he'll ever make. He announced his retirement on Thursday. However, he's going to make his last home start at Chavez Ravine on Friday night against the Giants. But his last start will be the final day of the regular season, and the Dodgers finish up with Seattle, in Seattle. So then you have to ask yourself a question. Managers shorten up their rotation in the postseason. Do we see Kershaw in long relief? Do we see Kershaw out of the bullpen? Do we see Kershaw coming on in relief to try to get a left-handed batter out? Do we see him make a start? I mean, right now the Dodgers are feeling a lot better because Blake Snell, the left-hander who is just, you know, got a boatload of money. Of course, he had that great World Series, four years ago when he had that great World Series for Tampa against, ironically, the Dodgers, and deserved a better fate. But obviously, he's been around a little bit, and he's now healthy, and he was razor sharp his last time out, had 12 strikeouts. So the Dodgers and Dave Roberts. That's why you can't get too wound up about these regular season numbers. You really can't. It's how are you going into postseason? And so if I want to paint this picture that the playoffs are starting now, which I think is a fair snapshot of what, you know, because there's so much at stake, not so much the divisions, but wild cards and getting healthy. This is a big week. It's a huge weekend, and it's going to make it really good because the college football on Saturday is kind of eh, and the NFL is, you know, quarterbacks walking wounded. The MASH units in the NFL is just almost not unprecedented, but it's right there. There is a ton of injuries, and that's football. I mean, it's a contact sport, right, or a combat sport. So, you know, I'll defer to this. I would say that, you know, the playoffs, like I said, start now. But, you know, the Dodgers, you know, I still favor them in the National League. You can sit there and tell me about the Brewers all you want. You could tell me about Philadelphia. Philadelphia looked like the best team last year. How'd that work out? So you can't get too crazy. What you want to see is your team healthy, number one. Number two, have that postseason pedigree. You know, experience, pedigree, and then three, then you can go to, hey, the preponderance of your regular season record, you can't throw it out the window. But the most important thing is you're healthy and you're playing at a good, you know, you're playing at a good level. And if you did have a great regular season, that you didn't peak too soon, and that you can still take the momentum from a really solid regular season is what I meant to say, and carry that into postseason. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think October baseball is, it's right up there with your, you know, we all know it. NBA drags on forever. You know, they play until the middle of June. One of these years they're going to be playing in August like they did during the pandemic. I mean, indoors down in Disney. But the fact of the matter is this, October and that baseball, and then, you know, football is kind of like, you know, you got the excitement of the late August, month of September start to football. And then, you know, you get these injuries, you got some other stuff, and then all of a sudden baseball will throw you a nice, sweet, fat fastball with exciting postseason action. You know, four games going on, two in the afternoon, or, you know, one at the start of the day, one in the late afternoon, and then two more at night. I love it. I absolutely love it. And then you get the highlights from the afternoon games at night. Then you get the recap before you go to bed. October baseball is fantastic. So that's what we got to look forward to. So I'll take a minute here in the American League. I am not going to favor the Yankees. I am going to throw out, I think Toronto is very legitimate. They are. I think Detroit, I want to see Detroit next week in Boston. They're in there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I am going to hold off. I mean, Detroit will be, they'll be formidable. But will they be a prohibitive favorite. Because I don't think they will, because I think Toronto is totally legit. They just are. There were times where I thought the Blue Jays were going to start to really waffle and whiffle, and they didn't. They really held together. They've got a lot of pop in that lineup, pitching, bullpen. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've watched 50 Blue Jay games. I haven't, but I paid attention enough to tell you I think they're legit. So I'll rate it Toronto, Detroit. I'm going to take a wait and see. I'm going to put the Yankees and kind of the Red Sox in a little bit of a, you know, a 4 or 5 spot. And then, you know, but Seattle and Houston, you know, there were times where I thought Seattle would really find themselves. And I think they're better than people think. I'd love to see this, how this series goes. I think this will tell us something. I think there could be a carryover from this series going on this weekend right now between the Mariners and the Astros. I really do. So I think this one really should gain our attention and really pay attention to see how these shake out. But man, oh man, here in the Midwest, there is a smell of those leaves starting to turn. The afternoon sunset, it's getting dark a little bit earlier. There's more than a hint of fall in the air. All right. Autumn comes up, what? I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. You're going to go to church this Sunday in the fall. It's autumn. And that means baseball, playoff baseball, is about 8 days away from Sunday, and it's going to be fantastic. All right. We'll come back. Hey, if you want to squeeze in a call or a text, you can do that. My text number is 515-418-4423. I love giving out my own number. 515-418-4423 with a text. 800-878-PLAY with a call. 800-878-7529 on Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports here, little backstabbers. Here on Sports Byline Broadcast, I'm Marty Trill at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Most of the texters, you know, they want to talk football picks. I'm not doing them. That is Brock Hines's job. That's Hinesy's job. Listen to his picks. You want his picks? Can't give you out his number. Listen to Sports in 60 times too. But yeah, that's just something I steer clear of. No desire. Don't have the data. Don't have the desire for abundance of reasons. So I'll talk about the games, but we're not going down that road. But if you want to, you know, you can shoot Heinze a note or just listen to Sports in 60 times too. He has a ball with that. It's good stuff. What else did I want to talk about? You know, I want to squeeze the WNBA. How about the Indiana Fever? You know, I took a lot of heat yesterday and the day before by saying, you know, that I think Kelsey Mitchell's a better player than Caitlin Clark. She proved it again last night. I watched a lot of that game. She was phenomenal. She was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, she threw that team on her back. And, I mean, can you imagine – How many of these players like Angel Reese and all the Caitlin Clark haters, now that Indiana and the Fever advance to the second round and they pick off Atlanta and they win game three, the decisive game three in the abbreviated best of three, 2-1, and they get the clincher on the road. How about that? The Fever. Something to get a little excited about. And, you know, here's the thought that immediately crossed my mind. And if you did too, shoot me a text, 515-418-4423. 515-418-4423. Yeah, your football picks you can get from Heinze. I'll have some fun with you on the WNBA. Are you watching? Admit it. Are you watching it? Of course you are. But the thought that crossed my mind, when that game went final, I said, Caitlin's going to come back and play this year. And you know what's weird? It would probably not be a good idea. The team has gotten better without her. Now, you take that as a slight against Caitlin. It isn't. But what happens, and I've heard coaches say this over the years. Coach Calipari used to say this all the time. When a key star player goes down, it's not the end of the world, because the next guy down on the bench or the next gal down on the bench says, oh boy, here's my chance. I have got an opportunity, and they come out and they play their fanny off. They're prepared. They know when they get to the arena that she ain't playing. Caitlin's not playing, so my minutes are going up. And oftentimes, not necessarily in the long run, but in the short term, and in this case, it's been an aberration because the Fever have been, they only had Caitlin for 13 games this year. She's missed 28 games, and she's going to miss the next round. But the fact of the matter is, the Fever have gotten better. This is not an indictment of Caitlin Clark. It just isn't. It's just the way it goes. I mean, it happens in football sometimes. You know, a backup quarterback gets in there because, you know, Tom Brady is Exhibit A. We don't even know who Tom Brady is today if it wasn't for Drew Bledsoe getting hurt. Wouldn't even know him. He would have been a nothing. Tom Brady wouldn't be making, $30 million a year from Fox. All because of Mo Lewis of the Jets hitting Bledsoe. ruptured his spleen. He nearly bled out. If the Patriots had listened to Drew and he said he wanted to go home, he felt tired after, you know, they gave him some medical attention. If they didn't take him to the hospital, he would have died in bed that night. You think I'm being hyperbolic and crazy? It's in the book by Gary Myers, the Brady Belichick rivalry book, or the argument, the debate about who's better, who's more responsible for the dynasty. We know this. Bledsoe would have bled out, ironically. So, anyways, I digress. So the thought after that game last night goes final, 87-85 fever, I think that's, or 85-83, whatever it was, 2-point win. I said, Caitlin's coming back. She's going to play. But they already said she's out for the year, but heck, we've seen that before. And I think that would be ill-advised. The fans are going to want to see it. It would be something where people would say, oh, wow. But I think it would do some... It wouldn't do damage to her reputation because, after all, she's the face of the franchise. She's still the face of the league in many respects. But it would really, it would make the fever disjointed. And the gals who have covered and stepped up in her absence wouldn't come out and say anything, but deep down inside, they'd be annoyed. They really would. They wouldn't admit it. It would be the human condition, human nature. Wait a second. We got us to this point, and all of a sudden, here she comes. Now, they'll look right into the camera. They'll speak right into the microphone, and they'll say, oh, we're so glad to have her back, blah, blah, blah. And then they go into the bathroom and wash their mouth out with soap because they don't really feel that way. It's just human nature because they've worked so hard to get the team into the playoffs. So, to me, it makes it more interesting. I mean, it's a dynamic no one saw coming. When the playoff brackets came out, we said, okay, great. Indiana got in. They can hang their hat on that. The offseason, get Caitlin healthy. Hey, we'll see you next summer when the league gets underway again. Right? I mean, that's what we thought. And now all of a sudden they pick off Atlanta. And then last night, Seattle in Vegas came within a whisker of knocking out the Aces. And that would have been great. It really would. I would love to see. You know, I'd like to see Indiana win the next round, the semis, get to the finals. I mean, right now you have to say, you know, either the Minnesota Lynx or the Las Vegas Aces are going to win the WNBA championship. But the fact of the matter is what? The fact of the matter is this. It's not what you thought. There probably is some uncertainty and some... pretty good games and some storylines to be determined. So we will check that out. All right. College football I'll do in a whisker. Then we're going to spend a lot of time on the NFL in our last segment. I think Brock has it right. Illinois at Indiana should be a good game. The state of Indiana has got a lot of attention on it. Purdue, West Lafayette, suburban Indianapolis. They head over to Notre Dame in South Bend. The Irish are going to come out with a huge chip on their shoulder, and I don't think they'll even lift their foot off the accelerator, even if they get up 42-0 in that game. And they should really blow Purdue out. But, you know, they've lost two games. Now, granted, they lost to Miami, Florida. They also lost to at home to Texas A&M in the final seconds last Saturday night. So that ought to be interesting, but I think Notre Dame will hold serve. We told you about Miami of Florida and Florida in Gainesville. ESPN will be there. Other than that, you know, there's a handful of games, but there's, you know, a lot of key teams have buys. I mean, you can tell me about Oregon State. You got Southern Cal, Michigan State. That's going to be a weird game out west. That'll be 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock in the east, 10 central, only be 8 o'clock in the evening out there in Southern California. That's going to be a weird spot for Michigan State, but no complaint because the West Coast teams now, USC, UCLA, Oregon, these teams that are now part of the Big Ten, guess what? They play a game in Piscataway, New Jersey against Rutgers. Well, if it's noon there, they're playing football at 9 o'clock in the morning insofar as their body clock is concerned. So you can't get too wound up and get too excited about that. But other than that, I mean, yeah, there might be other handful of games. I didn't go, you know, too. But the thing that I like about this week as you get to late September, seriously, now you get the Ivy Leagues. You get the Ivy League teams that start to play. You'll get Holy Cross at Yale. They're not playing a Ivy League game just yet. Brown in Providence, they will host Georgetown. Now you think, wait a second, Georgetown.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible. All right, talking the world of sports. I apologize. You know, Bailey Peck's doing a great job, but I have a bad habit of fiddling with my headset, and I have a mute little toggle on that same little mouthpiece, and it cuts out. And so, you know, Master Control in San Francisco freaks out because they think, you know, we've lost the connection. No, I've lost my connection with reality. And I really do. I have to put my hands in my pockets when I'm doing radio because my hands like to play with my microphone. And, you know, it just drives people nuts. So, Bailey, you just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll try to rid myself of these bad habits. How about that? All right, let's get to it. Thursday night, I don't know what else to say. I couldn't get into this game. I tried. I guess the only thing I would say is that, you know, Miami went into Buffalo. We knew they're going to get beat. You know, 31-21 isn't horrible. Josh Allen had a pretty pedestrian night, 213 through the air. Cook carried for 108. Kincaid got, what did he catch? About 60, 70 yards, 66 yards. And those were the statistical leaders. Not much to say. Look, Miami is going to be god-awful. This is a 3 or 4 win team. The hot seat watch is on Mike McDaniel. We shall see. He's a good, you know, I, again, one of these guys. I'm not so sure he's a great head coach, coordinator. I mean, smart, went to Yale. He's, you know, he's very much a kind of a guru, if you will, when it comes to the X's and O's. But sometimes the application of those smarts is where the rub is. And sometimes, I don't know, it's too smart for their own good, too nerdy for players who are rough and tumble NFL players. I don't know what it is. But we've seen nerdy coaches do well. And McDaniel is as nerdy as they come. And the fact of the matter is, we shall see. Stephen Ross gave him the vote of confidence. Who knows, you know. And, you know, here again, I'm going to give the Dolphins a little bit of an out. Not even an out. It's not even a get-out-of-jail card. What I'll give the Dolphins is Tyreek Hill is a me guy. He cares about nothing other than him. I mean, you know, he drives, you know, I mean, this guy's got a lot of money. He is one of them. He drives, you know, I don't know whether it's some kind of souped up, you know, it's probably a Maserati or a, you know, some souped up car, Lamborghini, you know, drove without his license. He's driving around Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, in Broward County, going 110. They pull him over, no driver's license, you know, the whole 10 yards. And all it is one big distraction. And then he gives the cop, do you know who I am? And the cop knew exactly who he was. And, you know, then, you know, Tyreek and his inflated ego thinks the cop pulled him over because, you know, he wanted to, you know, make life difficult for Tyreek Hill. Look, if you're a jerk and the cop senses you're a jerk, guess what? You're going to get treated like a jerk. But anyways, his days are numbered in Miami. It'll be interesting to see who goes first, Tyreek Hill or McDaniel. But that the Dolphins, they're going to be a 3 or 4 win team. But anything above that would be a miracle. So I've spent more time than I wanted to on that. Green Bay at Cleveland. I'm going to go through them in the order. That'll be a Fox game at noon on Sunday at Brown Stadium. I don't know what to say here other than, you know, Flacco and company there with Cleveland. What did we say back in July and August? And we even said this when the schedule came out. Cleveland is going to have a very difficult time through the first month of the season. And this is another example. Do I expect Cleveland to get blown out Sunday? Probably not. I'd like to look ahead to see who Cleveland's got. Green Bay's got next week, but I don't think I have to. Green Bay wins this game. They're going into Cleveland, and you can almost guarantee Cleveland. You know what? I can look ahead. I can just for ha-has. I'm going to do that because I think that's important. Let me jump ahead to week 4. All right, so Cleveland will go to Detroit. I mean, this is what I mean. Poor Stefanski. I mean, there's no way. I mean, unless the ownership just says, you know, look, I mean, Vince Lombardi could come back. I mean, Tom Landry could be exhumed. And that schedule is brutal. Think about that. They got Green Bay at home, then they got to go to Detroit next week. And who does Green Bay have next week? Green Bay next week has Dallas on Sunday Night Football. And do I? So you think there's going to be a letdown by the Green Bay Packers when they go into Cleveland and win that game Sunday and look ahead? Oh, we got Dallas. There might be a little bit of a look ahead factor because Micah Parsons is now getting his mail at Lambeau Field. But trust me, no, they're going to take care of business. That'll be a business trip to the banks of Lake Erie at Brown Stadium. Green Bay convincingly. And then they get ready for the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Colts and Tennessee. I'm even going to venture to say in Nashville, that game is a monster. First of all, Daniel Jones has probably been one of the top two or three stories in the National Football League this year. He is. And so we shall see. They're going into Nashville. The Titans, obviously, with Cam Ward, Nissan Stadium. You know, the home crowd is going to try to really get this team up and, you know, up and fired up. We shall see. I still like the Colts. I think this will be a very, very interesting spot. I would not be shocked if Tennessee found a way to keep this close, like a field goal game. Who knows? But what did Indianapolis do last week in beating Denver? Boo, last second field goal, 29-28. Everybody drive safe. We shall see. Cincinnati and Minnesota. You know, the real storyline here is obvious. You're going to have backup quarterbacks on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Burrow out, Browning in Cincinnati. And then McCarthy out and Carson Wirtz in Minnesota. Cincinnati at Minnesota. I think it's a field goal game. Minnesota probably gets it done here. Wentz is more experienced. Browning wasn't horrible last week. He really wasn't against Jacksonville. He found a way to get them into the win column. When Burrow went down, and Burrow's not going to be seen again this year in all probability. So I think Browning won't be looking over his shoulder. I don't think he gets too comfortable, but at the same time, I think he'll be up for the challenge. This might be a better game than you think, even with the two backup quarterbacks. Here's one, though. Pittsburgh at New England in Foxborough. That'll be a 1 o'clock East game on CBS. We'll get Ian Eagle on the call there. Steelers, Rodgers. Patriots, Drake May. Patriots beat the Dolphins last week in Miami, a place where they don't win. They have all sorts of crazy ways to find a way to lose in South Florida, and it looked like they were going to do it again last week, but they found a way to right the ship, and Drake May threw that team on his back. That was a breakthrough win for the Patriots. Can they keep it going? This ought to be a toss-up game and a fun game in Foxborough, and I checked the weather this weekend in New England. It's going to be very seasonable, so you're going to get high 60s, low 70s, probably a little cool. You start to see the colors in New England, so there you go. Pittsburgh at New England, 1 o'clock East. Rams at Philly, Los Angeles at Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial, Fox will have it at 1. Matthew Stafford gets in there against Hurts, we should see. The last time we saw Stafford with the Rams, he was in Philly for a playoff game. Different set of circumstances. That was in January. This is obviously in September. Don't have a real strong opinion on this game, but to me, it's probably one of these games that, you're still going to the fourth quarter and it's 24-17 Philly. 27-24, maybe something like that. Who knows? Would I be stunned if the Rams sprung an upset? Nope, because it's so early on. We're only in the third week of September, so would not be stunned. It's a long season, 17-game season. Jets are going to fall once again. New York has a great chance of being 0-3, it'll be 0-6. Jets go into Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. I think it's going to be a game where, you know, Tampa just going to hold serve at home. The Jets, I just don't see it. You're going to have a backup quarterback there with Tyrod Taylor. Don't see it. So Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. Guess what? A lot of regrets. They're going to get beat again. All right, Vegas at Washington. You know, the big news this week with Washington, of course, was Daniels. I have not seen the latest injury report. Would I be stunned if he, you know, was going to play? Yes. Yes and no. Yes, because I wouldn't waste him in this spot. I'd wait till he's healthy. It's so early in the season. Here comes Vegas. Geno Smith is in horrible. This would be a nice win for Vegas on the road. They've already ventured into the East, the Upper East. They went into Foxborough on opening Sunday and picked off the Patriots. And so this might be a little bit of a Groundhog Day feel to it for the Raiders as they take on the Commanders in D.C. I'll give a slight edge to Washington, and I'll say that they hold serve at home. This one's huge. This next one, Everbank Stadium, Jacksonville, Florida, 1 o'clock CBS, Houston at Jacksonville. Two teams with designs on not only making the playoffs, but feeling like they're, you know, could be very, very problematic. So if Kansas City falls off, if the Chargers aren't what they, you know, they think they're going to be or what they think they could be, if the Ravens were to run into some injury problems, you know, you start to say, okay, let's go down a little deeper here in the AFC, and there lies Houston and Jacksonville, and they collide this Sunday. Jacksonville at home. I think Houston prime for a mild road upset. Jacksonville let that Cincinnati game get away. They had a big enough lead to where you got to hold on there, and they did not. So we shall see. All right, Atlanta, Carolina. You know what? I take a pass on this one. I mean, you know, Penix, Bryce Young, interesting quarterback. I mean, young quarterbacks, just not a lot of juice. This game, you know, below the Mason-Dixon line, they're into it. I mean, Atlanta has decent fans. Carolina wants to believe that they're going to turn a corner and become a better franchise. I think they will, but it's not quite yet. All right, Denver at the Chargers, CBS. That'll be a 405 East out at SoFi. I would like to spend a lot of time on this one. Chargers at home, but Denver is really licking their wounds. That was a very difficult loss to the Colts. I think it stung. I still think as they get ready for this week's game, it still hasn't worn off. You know, they're professional athletes. They're NFL players. This might be the best game of the weekend that nobody really talking about it other than in Denver and out in L.A. and in Southern California with the Chargers. Denver and the Lightning Bolts. Ought to be a good one. New Orleans, Seattle, thanks but no thanks. The Saints are god-awful. Dallas at Chicago. You know what's strange? I'm into this game. I really am, because Dallas is down. They found a way to beat the Giants in OT. They got a great kicker. Aubrey is a great kicker. I mean, we're hearing this week from people saying this guy might be one of the best kickers that ever came down the pike. And I think he started. Did he not start in like the XFL or something crazy? I mean, his start to his pro career is weird. I don't know if it was the XFL or what was the other league. I don't know. I'll look it up. But Dallas at Chicago, in kind of a weird, kind of a quirky way at Soldier Field, Chicago, is an interesting game. It really is. Maybe it's kind of like a car accident. You got to look. Arizona, San Francisco. You know, Murray had a weird week. He's wearing stupid T-shirts. You got to be extra careful now when you're a high-profile personality. I don't care if you're an actor, actress, musician, politician, professional athlete. If you got any kind of visibility with what's going on in the world, be careful what you wear. Be really mindful of what you're thinking and what you might be, what your emotions might be. And your emotions become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your actions, and your actions become the consequences. And it's a ticking time bomb. I wouldn't touch politics on this show if they ordered me to. I'd call in sick. You cannot win, and I don't want to. I keep those opinions to myself. This is the toy department here, talking sports, movies, books, podcasts. That's what I'll talk about. The politics. But Murray made the mistake this week, so he brought unwanted attention to Arizona. San Francisco's licking their wounds. No Purdy. It looks like it. Mac Jones for the foreseeable future. We shall see. And then Kansas City at the Giants. I will watch that on Sunday night, wondering if perhaps Kansas City could start 0-3. And then the other thing is Detroit and Baltimore on Monday night in the Inner Harbor. That ought to be interesting. All right, we'll come back. We'll put a 2-minute drill together for you. right here on the weekend edition. We are Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Jarrell. Bailey Peck, thank you. We'll come back and finish strongly on the weekend edition here, Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Alright, little movie talk. I got a strong recommendation. You know, it's funny. I wanted to watch this movie, and it's King Richard, about Venus and Serena Williams and their father, Richard Williams. And I've been wanting to watch that. And finally brought to my attention, it's like, oh my God, I haven't seen that movie, Will Smith. So I watched it with very little interruption last night. And I'll tell you what. I mean, depending on your perspective, I mean, he always had the reputation of being really, really hard on those girls, and he was. I mean, there's one scene where he kicks them out of the car. You know, he feels like they're getting full of themselves. I mean, they're very talented players. They know it. He kept them humble. But Richard Williams was tough. He was tough on his gals. He was tough on his wives. I think he was married three times. He also had a child with another woman while married. Those gals had a lot of trauma and a lot of pressure on them. I don't think he's a bad person. I'd be the last one to judge, but it's a fascinating portrayal. And what Venus and Serena have done is just unbelievable. I wish, you know, they're in their mid-40s now, families and other things. certainly Serena, but that is an excellent, excellent film. All right, enjoy your weekend and stay out of trouble. And if you're in the Northeast, foliage, probably still the peak, still about 3 weeks away, perhaps. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell and Bailey Peck. Adios on Sports Byline.